Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up, waking
get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
Hey guys, welcome to the Couch Up. Hey guy in particular, or girl.
What, there's only one guy and one girl listening to this?
Well, I feel like there's not people listening to it together at once very often.
No, unless they're listening to it in the car or whatever.
True.
I think my parents listen to it on speakerphone sometimes, unless Dad puts it in his ears and falls asleep to it, which I know he does most often.
Does he?
Finishes work, puts us on, and then has a nap.
Are we that boring?
We put him to sleep, yeah.
Aww.
Sorry, Dad.
Sorry, Skander. We'll try harder this time.
Yeah, he must just wake up during all the laughs. Just keep waking up all the time. Look like he's having an epileptic fit. Nah, he just keeps waking up from all the laughs.
Yeah, in that case, he's waking up all the time. You know, it's not a solid night's sleep. Well, Skender, strap yourself in because today you'll be laughing heaps. I talk about robots taking over Shepparton.
Yep, that was hilarious.
Hilarious. Oh, my Pope in the lift gear. We were just saying, I don't know whether that was good or not. Like, it could have been a bit of fun or it could have been really bad.
If our bosses listened to the break, would they find it really funny or would they sit us down and go, guys, maybe work on your breaks a bit more?
Yeah, I really
don't
know.
I found it personally funny.
Did you? Okay,
yeah.
I'm going to listen back and I'll let you know. Stay tuned.
We talked about how did you get asked to be a groomsman in different ways?
Yeah.
I got asked over the weekend in a rather intriguing, unique idea way.
Yeah. Hey, when's that wedding that you're groomsman for?
I think later, like end of next year-ish.
Okay.
They haven't booked in a date yet.
Okay. I will have been bridesmaid twice by then, so I'll give you some tips.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Anytime. All right. Well, Skender, wake up. Wake up.
Oi. Don't fall asleep.
Enjoy the catch up. Speak to you again tomorrow.
Are we ready?
The catch up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Josiah, yesterday you faced your fears. How does this make you feel just hearing this?
It makes me feel thick, Phil, because every time I think of a dentist and I think of needles, it makes me not happy.
Yeah, look, you've got a pathological fear of a lot of things. I could like clowns, spiders, heights, dentists, needles. The list goes on.
I still can't talk because the needle.
Yes, you can talk.
It made half my face have a stroke.
No, it didn't. It didn't. You were so fine. So yesterday you were banging on about it on the show, about how scared you were to go to the dentist and have a needle. And you'd been talking about it for a couple of months now. Like since you first found out you needed it, you're like, oh, I'm dreading it. So
it's the build-up that freaks me out. Once I'm there, I'm okay. You saw me. Ellie, you came down with me and held my hand through the whole procedure and
yes.
Filmed it for Instagram. If you want to see the videos of me freaking out, hit GV. Do yourself a favor. Head there right now.
Yes.
But I did okay.
You did fine. Like, it was so uneventful. I was expecting a hissy fit or, like, a panic attack or something good that I could film.
Could you not see my legs shaking like crazy?
Yeah, but apart from that, it was just like, all right, kill. Like,
because I'm brave, man.
No, why are you banging on about it for months?
Nah, it helps that my dental nurse is an absolute superstar. She's the best. So I got very lucky there. But doesn't mean that needle did not hurt, though. I was very brave to face my fear, guys.
Well, I thought this morning we'd take this opportunity to talk to people who've actually had bad experiences at the dentist.
No, why would we do this?
Because I wanted to do this yesterday, but then I thought, all right, he's a bit nervous. I'll be not, because I'm a good friend.
No, that's not a good friend in my lifetime, I'm 29 years old, I'm going to have to go back to the dentist. So the stories that we get will now make me think of them next time.
But this is good. You need to know to expect the worst. So then when good experience happens like yours, then it's fine. Like my boyfriend Gav, he had his wisdom teeth out about 3 years ago. They messed up the anesthesia and ever since he hasn't been able to feel his tongue.
No way.
Like one whole half of his tongue he can't feel.
Does he not have taste?
He's got taste, but he just can't. There's no feeling.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
For the rest of his life?
Yeah. Well, if it hasn't come back yet, then they don't think it will.
Could he sue them for that?
Yeah. He has thought about it.
He probably should, unless you have to sign those little documents before you went in. I had my wisdom teeth taken out a couple of years ago, and it all went to plan. But my ex-girlfriend did say to me, her auntie had a very good friend of theirs that passed away, no joke, from that same process. It went wrong.
That's the biggest dental
and his body went into some sort of reaction.
Well, some people's bodies don't respond well to anesthesia.
Yeah, like mine, I woke up crying and they had to put me back asleep to calm
it
down.
It's got nothing to do with the anesthetic. That's just you being a... Oh, can't say that word on the radio. 13, 12, 16. Have you had a dental nightmare that makes Josiah's perfectly fine experience yesterday pale in comparison?
I may walk out during this segment and you can take the calls by yourself because I don't want to hear it. So many people since I came out on the radio and said I'm scared of dentists have agreed with me and said the same thing, including my roommate Morgan. You said your mum?
Yeah. mum goes to a dentist and there's a sign above the door that says, "We cater for cowards."
Actually?
Yes.
That is a disgusting dentist. Why would you go there?
No, because it's good, because you can be a coward and go, like you. Yeah, you should go there.
It wouldn't make me feel any better about myself if the dentist I went to yesterday had that above the door. I'd be like, yeah, righto, you get me.
Mum loves it. I've had so much work done on my teeth over the years, like orthodontic work mainly, because I used to have a tooth in the roof of my mouth. Have I told you this story? So literally, like right in the center of my mouth, this side tooth was growing.
What sort of animal are you?
I know. All my other teeth were fine, right? But except for this one. And so I had to go into a periodontist, which is a gum doctor.
Yuck.
They had to cut a hole in the roof of my mouth. They had to attach a little chain to the tooth once they'd uncovered it and then bring the tooth around to the side of my mouth.
That's stupid.
So if I could get through that, Josiah, you can get through anything.
That is stupid. If that happened to me, I'd just say, put me under. I don't want to know.
No, but they can't put you under.
Why not?
Because it's just cutting a little hole.
Oh, that's disgusting.
And I was like 16 and I was fine.
Oh,
14, actually.
No, I wouldn't survive. I'd be dead.
13, 12, 16. We do want to hear your dental nightmares because Josiah's went so smoothly yesterday. We want to let him know what could have gone wrong. So next time he goes back, he's equally as excited. Let's go to Clint from Shep. Clint, you got a story for us?
I feel Josiah's pain because 2 weeks ago, I had a tooth removed.
Oh, whereabouts from, mate?
I had a tooth that had a massive hole in it. Now, what happened was they pulled the tooth, but they had to cut it in four because it wouldn't come out.
They had to cut your tooth in four?
Yeah, they cut it in four, straight down the centre and then sideways, then they had to pull it out.
How did they cut it in four?
With a knife?
No, they got like a little die grinder, like a little angle grinder.
Yeah, clean. Do you not know this? When people get their wisdom teeth out, they don't just yank them out. Sometimes they don't yank out, so they have to split them into either four or they split them into a lot, and then they take the pieces out individually, don't they, Clint?
That's exactly right, and that's what they've done with my tooth. They done that, and then after a couple of days, I felt something cutting the side of my cheek, and I thought it was a piece of tooth still in there, and I could feel it. I could wobble it with my tongue and my finger, and I'm like, there's a piece of tooth left in there.
No way.
I end up going back to the dentist, and it was a piece of my jawbone. He had to crack it. He tried to pull out with tweezers. He couldn't. He got a pair of pliers. I've seen the pliers, remember? He ripped it and he cracked it and he twisted it to get it out.
Oh!
And you were conscious?
Yep, 100%.
Mate, how were the needles going in? Are you scared of needles? Did they hurt?
Yeah. I actually killed Josiah. I'll have a tattoo any day. A needle? Never. I never get sick, and I'm glad I never get sick because I hate needles.
Oh, God, Clint, you've made my stomach turn this
morning.
Get him
off the phone.
Thank you for your call. We've also had a message to the Hit GV Instagram from Tom. How's this, Josiah? You thought yours was bad. I've had a root canal and two fillings. Wait for it. No needle.
Come on, man. Yeah. Why would he do that?
Because he's a legend and you're not.
Are we ready?
The catch up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Can we cross over to the Vatican for a hot second to Pope Francis, old mate?
Pope's been in the news a fair bit lately, hasn't he?
Yeah, a bit of controversy in the old Catholic Church, but we'll breeze straight past that because he had possibly the worst moment of his year over the weekend.
Worse than what's in the news?
Yeah.
Surely not.
Big call, but basically. Church begun, and he was supposed to be delivering his sermon or hosting it. What do you call it? Emceeing it?
At the exact same time. He does the prayer.
The prayer.
At the same time. They never, not a second passed.
Okay. So the bells ring. It's ready for the Pope Francis to come out.
Sounds like he's about to drop a rap.
What do you mean?
This sounds like the start of like a hip hop band.
Oh, it kind of sounds like our Deck the Mall rap that we did at the party last year.
Exactly what I'm thinking of.
My goodness, hold on. Have I got that? I think I do.
Here we are. See? I told you. And here comes the Pope. Yo.
Hello, Vatican. I'm just going to freestyle. No, okay. All right. Can you stop it? This is a serious topic that I'm telling you about. Let's go back to the church.
Yo.
So the bells ring. It's ready for him to deliver his prayer. And there's no sign of Franny. But that's what the Pope's, Pope Francis. I'm going to call him Franny because we're mates.
The nanny name, friend. Chew.
Anyway, so he gets up there and he's not there. He's nowhere to be seen. So everyone starts freaking out. Everyone's like, where's Franny gone? The police are called. The ambulance sirens are called.
There's two busy babysitting.
Who's he babysitting?
He's the nanny.
Okay.
Franny the nanny.
Good one, buddy. Anyway, it's revealed that Franny was stuck. Stop laughing at his name. Don't be rude. Stuck in a lift. He got stuck in an elevator, Pope Francis, for 25 minutes when he was supposed to be delivering his sermon, prayer thing, whatever you call it. And
the Vatican lift got stuck.
Yeah.
Poor Franny. So what did he do? How late was he for the prayer?
25 minutes. That's the thing. And then he came out and then he posed with the elevator for photos. But while he was in there...
I'm sorry, yeah.
You ready for my gag?
Yeah, go for it.
While he was in there, all he could kept saying was this. Take me to church, it was the weakest laugh ever.
I just think when you've got the Franny playing in the background, it's...
Yeah, no, fair call. That's a more feel-good thing. Kid Breakfast
with Josiah and Ellie. Congratulations to my friend Chad. Remember not long ago I said that he got engaged while he was over in Italy? To his beautiful fiancée now, Maddie, my best friends.
Poor Maddie.
We know what Chad's like. He came down to visit me on the weekend. We had a little night out in Melbourne on Saturday night. And if you follow me on Instagram, you would have seen that video that did very well. We were staying in a hotel. I won't name the name. And there's a pool there. The best thing about this pool is it has the glass screening on one side, looks out to the street.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're walking past on the street, you can see everything that's happening in that pool. Chad and I thought it'd be a great idea if I filmed him from the street just dropping the old Dax.
Of course you did. Do you and Chad ever wear pants around each other?
Nah, not often, to be honest.
Cool. Fair enough.
So we had a whole lot of people taking videos and photos from the street as Chad swam around the pool butt naked. It was a lot of fun for a Saturday afternoon. But not long after that, we went out for dinner.
Didn't you end up at the gay club later on?
Yeah. Yes, with our pants off.
Yeah.
Standard Chad and Josiah night. No, we ended up at dinner and we were sitting there for a while having a drink, having some beautiful Mexican food on Chapel Street there.
Holding hands
as we do prior to the gay club.
Kissing. And then
all of a sudden my phone went off. I was like, what's this? And it said, Chad wants to airdrop you something.
Oh, was it? Oh, well, we all know what this is going to be. Picture of his junk.
Well, which is what I thought it might have been. Yeah. I was like, what is Chad trying to airdrop me? And I opened up the picture early. And it was just a picture of blank black writing. And on the writing, it said this. Read it out to everyone.
Are you going to be my groomsman at my wedding? !!
And then he dropped a knee and asked me, would he be a groomsman at the wedding? And of course I said yes.
First time he's dropped his knee.
He's my best mate. Anyway, I said yes, and I thought that was a very cute and creative way to ask somebody to become a groomsman.
Did you ask him why he went for that kind of tack?
I don't know. Maybe he was too nervous to ask me.
Oh.
I feel like he was more nervous to ask me to be his groomsman and put more thought and effort into that than his own fiance when he asked to marry. Just on a boat. Oh, it was beautiful. On a boat in Italy, overlooking it, lots of tears, all that sort of stuff. That was beautiful. And he looked nervous there. But I reckon if you airdrop someone, you'd be pretty nervous as well because he couldn't say it to my face just in case. Who knows what could have happened.
Well, that's all right. That's not as good as the time that I got asked to be a bridesmaid though. My friend invited us all around, all the bridesmaids, and we didn't know at this stage. And we got in and there was a big balloon saying, bottle of champagne.
Yeah, gimp mask.
Yeah, the whole shebang, everything you need. And then I got made bridesmaid for another friend 2 months later and she did the exact same thing.
The exact same thing.
Yeah, there wasn't a balloon at the second one. There was just the box.
But I do like creativity with these things. It's a good idea. You don't just do the standard ask.
Yeah.
Think outside the square. Think like Chad. Think like Ellie's friend. Goulburn Valley, how will you ask?
Yes.
Different ways.
People have gotten very creative these days. I've seen lots of good examples. We've run out of time for me to go into them now, but I will be going into them next. Give us a call, 13 12 16. How'd you get asked to be a bridesmaid or a groomsman?
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie.
A friend of mine has just been asking all his groomsmen, and he's a basketball player. So his way of doing it was by laminating certificates with their like basketball positions on and then handing them out to each one and taking a photo, shaking hands, holding the certificate.
Lame.
Oh, yeah.
That is so lame.
Yeah. But then he did all these announcements on Instagram, like with each groomsman when he got announced. It was
What a hero.
To be honest. Yeah. But 13, 12, 16, if you've been asked, we're not going to be mean to you. We might be mean to that guy. If you've been asked in a weird way to be a groomsman or a bridesmaid, let's go to Anna and Shep. Anna, has it happened to you?
Well, I got asked while I was at dinner, ex-boyfriend. So we got asked together at the same time.
Oh, the double date.
I wouldn't call that creative. I'd call that insensitive.
Or just a lack of friends on the other couple's part.
And we're matched together, of course.
Oh, cute. Has the wedding been yet or is it coming up?
No, next month.
Okay. Have you guys decided on a cute little dance for when you enter?
I don't think we're going to talk to each other in advance, probably.
Are you single?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's ex.
Ex.
Oh, God, I missed that part of the story. Whoa, that puts a whole spin on it. Wow, I thought it was a cute little double date. No. Oh, my goodness.
No, that's why I'm asking. If you're single, you never know. That old flame might reunite. You never know.
Yes. Weddings is where it happens.
Yep.
Damn, Anna. All right, well, good luck with it.
Thanks, guys.
All right, believe it or not, Chad, the airdropper himself, has called through. Morning, Chad.
Good morning, guys.
Very excited for the wedding, Chad. Being one of your groomsmen, it's exciting times. Ellie's got a couple of quick questions for you, though.
Yeah, Chad, can I ask, why airdrop? Of all the ways you could have asked Josiah, why did you choose that one?
I thought it would be the most unexpected and the biggest surprise. I'm not sure why. I just thought it would really sneak up on him.
It did, because I didn't know what was going on. Like I said before, I looked at my phone. I'm like, who's trying to airdrop me something? And Chad, and that had a special message attached. It felt extra special. Ellie thinks it's because you couldn't afford to send a text message, Chad.
I'm a bit overdue on my plan this week, so yeah. I got cut off. So I had to resort to airdrop.
Fair enough. Your phone was in airplane mode at the time as well. Oh, well, good luck with the wedding. I hope Josiah does a good job as your groomsman, Chad.
Is Ellie going to be one of the bridesmaids? We could come together, Chad.
Yeah.
She can be the flower girl.
Oh, great. I'll take that for sure.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
It is a Tuesday, which means we do one thing. And that is Productive Thought Tuesday. Now, the reason for this is because scientists ascertained a long time ago that Tuesday should be the most productive day of the week. But every now and again, you wake up, you come to work and the lights aren't working and you don't feel very productive.
Right, it's terrible, isn't it?
Yeah, we are sitting in darkness right now, which is kind of cute. Can you keep your feet away from me? Stop touching me in the dark.
Great band, The Darkness.
Is it? Okay, cool. You ready for Productive Thought number one? I feel like you're going to like today's. I had a bit of help with them from Google. Because I've been doing this segment for a long time and I'm really running dry. Productive thought number one, Pringles cans. They're not just for sticking your hand in and getting Pringles out. Once you've finished your Pringles,
smoke it.
Use them for other things, not smoking, like holding your pens or drinking your water.
Productive thought.
It's pretty basic.
Yeah, but the other two are not basic, so.
You could have just used any container for what you just said.
Yeah, but Pringles cans in particular, you may pay $4.50 for them on a Jetstar flight to Perth and you want to get your money's worth.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Thank you.
The long one or the short one? Because the long ones, you might not be able to get your pen out because they're you can't even fit your hand in them.
The long ones are more for like a rolling pin if you need to make some pizza dough.
Right.
Don't you give me that tone of voice. You ready for productive thought number two? You're going to like this one. Write into your will that you want to be cremated, right? And then just before you die, swallow as many popcorn kernels as you can.
Productive thought.
Hang on. What do you mean?
Think about it.
Popcorn.
Yeah. What happens when you get cremated?
So when they burn your body, popcorn will start popping out.
Yes.
Productive thought.
Surely not.
Yes, and then you get popcorn for everyone else.
Right, I'm about to die. Swallow popcorn seeds whole.
Yep. And then watch the explosions take place.
It'd be a great surprise at your funeral, wouldn't
it? Yes. How good. Like, there's the catering done.
Oh, feed off your body.
Yeah. You open the coffin, it's just filled with popcorn.
I mean, if you're into practical jokes, great stitch up when you're dead.
No, we're into productivity here at Hit 96.9, Josiah. Finally, this one is the best one I've ever heard in my life. Are you ready for it? It's an invention, more of a productive thought.
Can't be better than the last, surely.
Okay, this is an invention. Why don't we have a microwave that you type in how long you want to cook your food for, and then it instantly goes to YouTube and finds a video the exact length of the time you just typed in, and that way the video finishes when your food is ready.
good idea. I'm sure there'd be something already out there that's like this, though. I don't reckon that's a new invention, Ellie. I don't think that's productive. I think
well,
that
then today's
exists.
Productive thought is go out and buy one of those then.
Much
Does that
better.
Work? Okay.
That is much better. Because they have those TVs that have the what are they called?
Smart fridges.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Surely there's a smart microwave out there. There has to be. Practical. Nah. I like
microwaves
it.
Microwaves don't go to uni.
Baked beans. It's an easy one. So what, you just put your baked beans for your toast?
Well, no one eats baked beans except for you.
Yeah, that's true. So. It's great for your guts. And then you put them in and it knows because it says on the can after YouTubing it to put it on for 1 minute each side.
No, no. You're missing the point. So you say, I want to cook my baked beans for 1 minute and 2 seconds. And so then it goes to YouTube and finds a video of dogs rolling down hills and laughing for 1 minute and 2 seconds.
Oh, even better. Can it just put the footy on?
Look, mate, you can put whatever you... It's the imagination. You can put whatever you want.
Put the footy on and I'll buy one today.
Are we done with the productive thoughts today?
Yeah, I liked them. 2 from 3.
Oh, okay. Thanks, buddy.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Hit Me Baby One More Time is the headline from the NRL after Cooper Cronk. He was the former Melbourne Storm superstar. He now plays for the Sydney Roosters. He missed a game over the weekend. Right? Mm-hmm. Rumours were in overdrive saying he's got a leg injury. Mm-hmm. It came out last night. Listen to this. He was involved with a freak accident involving his one-year-old son, which forced him to miss the game on the weekend. This is a crazy story, right? So he was reading his kid, who's about 1 year old, I think, maybe even younger, a bedtime story. As he's reading it, the kid got really excited.
Oh, and jumped up and down.
He jumped up and down a little bit, which caused the book that Cooper Cronk was reading to his son to flick up. The corner of the book went into Cooper's eye, right, causing damage, and he couldn't see out of the eye, right? We shouldn't laugh because it's a bad injury. He actually had to miss the game. He's going to be okay. They reckon he's going to play this Thursday night is his next game, but he did have to sit out the weekend because of this injury.
Oh, God. They're vicious when toddlers do that because they do get a lot of force when they go up and down and dance on the spot.
Well, I know Mia, for example, her mum this is not a kid, this is a dog, right? The dog got super excited, same thing, flicked its jaw up, hit her in the head. She had to get stitches on her forehead from the dog hitting the jaw. Very similar to like a kid doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Kids knocking them out. It's not the only story out of the NRL though.
Oh, no.
There was other players that had similar things. In 2007, listen to this, a player called David Kidwell, who also played for the Melbourne Storm, he had a season-ending knee injury. He missed the rest of the year because his two-year-old kid was standing there. He didn't see her. So as he's about to step on her, he saw her last minute and went to avoid it, twisted his knee, did his ACL.
His ACL.
I reckon he's better off just accidentally treading on his daughter.
Oh, that is so unfortunate.
Former Bulldog star Greg Easter, listen to this. He suffered an ankle injury, had to miss a few weeks. This is a great one. A lot of parents will relate to this one. He stepped out of bed straight onto his son's Lego.
Oh, yeah. Who hasn't stepped on Lego before, you know? What did he have to have stitches?
He stood on the Lego, and because he was so like out of shock from it, he slipped onto the ground, twisted his ankle. I think it was 3 weeks he missed from that one.
Oh, God.
My mate Ash has got two daughters.
Yeah.
Same thing. He was playing with one of them. They started going crazy one day. We were walking with him down the street. We had coffee on the weekend. I'm like, why are you limping, mate? He goes, oh, you don't want to know. It's quite embarrassing. I'm like, tell me. His daughter, same thing, shaking. Elbow into his leg, got him hard enough in the sweet spot, corked his thigh.
Kids, why are you so vicious? Why? Why are kids attacking parents?
It makes no sense, but parents, 13, 12, 16, we know you've all got stories. If your kids have hurt you, give us your stories this morning.
Let's go to Andy from Benalla. Andy, what happened to you?
Well, when I was teaching my 4-year-old how to drop in on a half pipe on his skateboard, I taught him to sort of land on his knees when he was failing out. So one morning when wrestling him in bed, he jumped from the bedhead and he pointed his knees when he bailed out and it went straight into my crotch.
Oh! Not in the Jats, crackers.
As a dad, Andy, do you get angry at him and tell him off? Because technically he's doing what you've kind of trained him to do.
Look, I didn't tell him off because I couldn't speak.
If you did, it would have been like, oi, don't do that, buddy. You can't keep doing that.
Well, I ended up with a ruptured testicle. I had to go to surgery and had 4 days off work.
Oh.
4 days actually is not too bad of a result, I'd say, for a ruptured testy.
I, w-
work at a desk because there was really nowhere to move.
Yeah, fair enough. How are the old crackers these days? Are they fully healed?
I'll never know. I've had a vasectomy now, so...
Ah, there you go.
I was going to say, no more kids after that, mate.
Care of Dr. Sun.
Oh, God. All right. Thanks for your call, Andy.
No worries, guys.
Let's move on to Emily from Shep. Emily, has your kid hurt you?
It wasn't my kids. It was my younger sister when I was about 7 years old.
What did she do?
So she was just learning how to climb. She was about three or so. And I was sitting in a W position up on my bunk bed. And she got up onto the bunk bed and pushed me off. And I face planted the ground and broke my nose.
Oh.
Did she do it on purpose?
I reckon she may have.
Falling not face first is not fun.
Vicious kids.
No, that's right.
This should be a segment we do every week.
Yes. I had a similar story, actually. My little sister hurt me when she was about 5 and I was about 10. I was pretending to be dead, as you do, like a bit of fun, just having a bit of bed.
All kids do it.
Yeah, lying on my stomach. And she comes up and jumps on the back of my knee and I was on crutches for 2 weeks.
Oh, that's bad. Hey, just back to your nose. Did you have to have an operation or anything to fix it?
No, so it just broke across the bridge. The crack is still there, like I can still feel it and stuff, but yeah, it's not overly bad. Like I didn't have to go and get reconstruction or anything like that.
Thank goodness.
Has she apologised to you for it?
No, because she was, a bit young, but she did get quite a bit of trouble from mum and dad, but, you know, kids are kids, and what can you do?
Did you break it back? Eye for an eye.
Yeah. Oh, no, there was a bit of sibling rivalry going on for a little bit.
So should be.
All good.
That is crazy. Thanks for your call, Em.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
The robots are here, Josiah. I know you're worried about the aliens. That's your big fear. My big fear is robots.
So between you and I, we've got no hope.
Yeah, literally. The world's going to end, but at least you and I have got the foresight to know the world's going to end.
Yeah, and now we're trying to help people out by telling them.
Exactly. Well, the reason that the robots have landed in Shepparton is because a whole bunch of people around the Shep-Murrupna area have been receiving these calls.
At the end of this year, Shepparton and Murrupna's 4 public high schools will merge into a single super school. Do you support this project? For no, press 1. For yes, press 2. If you're unsure, press 3.
A robot's calling us and asking us our thoughts on the super school.
I think that was just a normal guy, to be honest.
No, he's a robot.
And they put a little recording on his voice.
Sounds a bit like Ryan Speed, our newsreader, actually.
With a robotic voice?
Yeah.
Why did they, whoever sent that message out to people's phones, why did they opt for a robot? Why did they not just get a standard voiceover? Well, why didn't they use Josiah and Ellie?
You know what? That's a great point, Josiah. And you'd think that maybe they would make it a little bit more personable. Steph Ryan from the Nationals party.
Love Steph.
She's allegedly, I don't need to say allegedly, it's the Nationals party that's commissioned this survey because they think that the government didn't adequately survey people when they decided to build the super school. And as we know, it's the talking topic of town. Everyone's against the super school by the looks of it.
Hey, to save all those text messages that were sent out, Steph, to do a survey. I reckon I could conduct my own survey just by looking at the Facebook comments. And I'll tell you right now, 95% of people do not agree with the super school.
Really? So you don't need someone to call and ask you this?
How concerned are you that this plan is going ahead without any funding to construct a new school? If you're very concerned, press 1. If you're somewhat concerned, press 2. If you're not at all concerned, press 3.
What level of concerned are you?
Do people actually, when you hear that, I just presume it's the tax man trying to call me, you just hang up straight away.
Yeah, I know. Well, apparently not, because a lot of people are getting these calls. Have a listen to this one.
Do you believe the community has been adequately consulted by Labor and the independent member for Shepparton about the super school? If you think the community has been thoroughly consulted, press 1. If you think the community has been partially consulted, press 2. If you think the community has not been consulted at all, press 3.
Have you received this call yet? I haven't.
Nah, I haven't. But I thought maybe you and I could utilise this tool because there are radio surveys which are similar where they'll call people and say, hey, like, are who do you listen to? Do you listen to Triple Z or
Triple X?
Triple X or Hit. Basically, they're your only options.
Thank goodness we're the only one that doesn't say Triple on it because it makes it pretty easy for people to guess which radio station they listen to.
Exactly. But what if come survey time we employ this guy and ask him like, oh, what do you think of Josiah and Ellie?
Great idea.
And then get him to do this.
Do you support this project? For no no, press 1. For yes, press 2. If you're unsure, you know? Press 3.
And then, like, we could go even further and ask about whether you, like, when people see you walking down the street with your man bun and your, like, saggy clothes and stuff, whether they've got thoughts about that.
If you're very concerned, press 1. If you're somewhat concerned, press 2. If you're not at all concerned, press 3.
You know, it's a tool that we could use, Jay.
How many people would press 1 to that one?
Everyone.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
So these popsicles are weird.
What in the world?
It's Josiah and Ellie's Weird Around the World.
All around the world.
Now I thought that meant you. I thought you were pointing because you were going to speak.
No, nah, I'm waiting for you to do your Scottish accent because we are going over to Scotland this morning to Glasgow, guys. Go on, Ellie.
Hello, everybody. I'm hungry.
Not bad, hey?
You should spend more time pressing the buttons, less time practicing your accent.
Probably I'm not very good at that either.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't great, though. No, we are going over to Glasgow, where thousands of people have almost been arrested, and this is for a good cause. IKEA. We all know the store. Have you been down to IKEA in Melbourne?
Oh, now I get to do my Swedish accent. Hello, IKEA.
Now do an IKEA, right? Swedish accent. A Swedish. Okay, you're from Sweden. You work at IKEA.
Okay.
And you're living in Glasgow, so a Scottish Swedish accent.
Okay.
Hello. I'm from Sweden, but I am also from Scotland.
Yeah, not bad.
Thank you.
I'll give it to you.
Movie IKEA back later in the show, by the way. We'll act out something.
Well, just like, remember we had thousands of people planning on storming Area 51 and they're calling on authorities to tell them not to because people are going to shoot them.
They're not going to storm IKEA, are
they?
They're
not going to storm IKEA, but there's been over 18,000 people attending on an event at IKEA in Glasgow and they've had to beef up security because they're going through with it.
What, is it something to do with their meatballs?
It's got nothing to do with the meatballs. It's completely to do with them hiding throughout the IKEA. Why do they want to do this, you ask?
Like hide and seek?
Hide and seek. There's a history of it with IKEA. It all started in Belgium back in 2014.
Mm.
They allowed a lady to organise a game of hide and seek. Awesome by IKEA. Makes them look like a fun brand, right? But since then, it's had a chain, like a roll-on effect where they're all these different people are trying to organise Facebook events, unofficial ones, around the world. So they've had to call in hundreds of police into the Glasgow store just in case 18,000 people actually turned up.
The thing with IKEA is, though, it's always a game of hide and seek in there because it's such a maze and they won't let you out until you get to the very end and you've been through every single department.
It's the relationship breaker, IKEA, isn't it? If you go in with your partner and come out alive with no fight, you're done. Maybe that's what they should invent. Instead of that, it should be like a laser tag with your partner. Wouldn't that be fun? A game of hide and seek, but you get to actually shoot each other.
What would you rather, Area 51 or IKEA storming?
Oh, you know me with aliens, Area 51 every time. But this, for Scottish IKEA staff to have to call 100 police in case 18,000 people back. You know how many people turned up?
How many?
None.
Oh,
what a waste of money and security.
Oh, devastating. Well, there you go. If you're looking for a massive game of hide and seek, that is the place to go.
This is
Are We Ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.